This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know I didn't give you much, 2.5 sacks. Stole a lot of money from you, but I appreciate it.
Well, Jason Taylor was right about one thing. He did steal a lot of money from Dan Snyder. It wasn't 2.5 sacks, it was 3.5 sacks. So he shortchanged himself a little bit. Welcome back, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. That was the Hall of Fame induction speech of Jason Taylor. Taylor, who was born in Pittsburgh, grew up in Akron, or I should say went to college in Akron, grew up in Pennsylvania, played 15 seasons in the NFL, retired at about 37 years old, now 42, inducted into the Hall of Fame. And I think he's a Hall of Fame player. Now, quarterback Tom Brady actually wrote a letter on his behalf. I don't know how many people know this, but he sent it to all of the Hall of Fame voters, basically urging them to make sure that Jason Taylor got into the Hall of Fame, which I thought was a really cool thing. And his reason for doing so, according to the letter, was just how tenacious he thought Taylor was, how good a player he thought he was. Taylor began his career in Miami, had 14.5 sacks by his fourth season, had an 18.5 sack season in the prime of his career, routinely was in that 12 to 13 sack range. But he was a Dolphin, and a dominant one at that, for 11 seasons. At which point, Washington brought him in. Redskins had an injury, I believe it was to Philip Daniels at training camp in 2008. And on the first day of the year, lost a couple defensive linemen at training camp. So they brought in Jason Taylor, traded draft picks, got him to D.C., and he couldn't have been a bigger flop bust stinker than he was. He had 3.5 sacks. He played 13 games. He had all of 29 tackles. He was pretty disinterested. Now, here's the one thing I'm going to say in Jason Taylor's defense. Jason Taylor didn't perform better here, largely because the Redskins misused him here. They did with Jason Taylor what they did during a huge chunk of Dan Snyder's time as owner up until really Shanahan and Allen came along to help change the culture. But they would bring guys in, and then they would have them do something different than why they paid them. You pay Albert Haynesworth $100 million because he was such a good player in Tennessee, and then you ask him to do something completely different here. You say, hey, Jason Taylor, you get 12 or 13 sacks a year in Miami. You're coming off 11 sacks last season. Come to Washington, do that for us. Oh, by the way, we're going to use you in a way you've never been used before. And they did this time and time again. Most of the guys who weren't any good here, who got paid a lot of money, Antoine Randall, Adam Archuleta, who disappointed you, in quotes, were not used properly. They were put in a bad spot. Jason Taylor belongs on that list, may actually be on top of that list in terms of the guys who had the least chance to thrive based on usage. But the reason I bring this up, as he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, as a guy who spent a season with the Redskins in 2008, is that I've got a little bit of a confession to make here. I never liked Jason Taylor when he was with the Redskins as a fan. I really didn't root for him. I didn't think that highly of him. I don't know if I was rubbed wrong because as a media member when I was around him, I didn't always like what I saw. I thought he was just kind of one of these guys at the end of his career, cashing a paycheck, who didn't care that much about the people around him and the players around him. Bruce Smith style when he was in Washington. I don't know why. I can't tell you why personally kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I've always heard nothing but great things. First class dude, supposedly. Apparently an awesome father and a really good organizational member in Miami for a long time. I don't know what he was like with the Jets when he went there and had 5 sacks. If he viewed that as kind of just a rental instead of, you know, his beloved Dolphins. I don't really know. Does a lot of good charity work. I was in Miami, saw signs all over buildings and walls about a fishing thing he had to raise money for people this summer. I'm sure he's a good dude. I never liked him. And the main reason for that was he was the embodiment and the symbolism for me of what was wrong with the Redskins. Let's throw some money and draft picks, which even annoys me more, by the way. Let's throw picks at a problem. Bring in a name, he'll sell jerseys, people will be excited, everyone will say we fixed the problem, we're not going to actually fix the problem. 139.5 career sacks, 3.5 of them here. He performed pretty well everywhere else but here. He, to me, exemplifies why the Redskins have stunk for the majority of my life. This recently, the last couple years with Cousins and Jay Gruden, this is as good as it's gotten for consecutive seasons at any point during my adult life. But from the Super Bowls being won when I was a toddler under Joe Gibbs, Richie Pettibone taking over back in like 93, to the last couple years, they've mostly been terrible, save for some 4 and 5 game winning streaks where they ripped off a nice December, got into the playoffs, and got eliminated soon after. And the biggest reason for that, since Dan Snyder bought the team in the late 90s, has been the Jason Taylor effect. And he made a joke about it. And it was a funny joke. And I should just laugh at it like everyone else did. But if you're a Redskins fan, it's too real to laugh at. Yes, it's a joke, but it's honest. You did steal a lot of money. That wasn't a joke. You were here and you did nothing. And it's not all your fault. They set you up to fail. You came culturally to a terrible organization where you were going to fail. Your head coach was Jim Zorn. Are we kidding ourselves? But dude, that joke you told, it hits way too close to home because it wasn't just you. You came here, you got that money, you had that one bad year, you left. I got 10 other guys like you who can make the same joke. I've been here through it all. I just sit here and I wear it and I take it. So here's my confession. Jason Taylor is one of my least favorite Redskins ever. Hall of Famer, known as a good guy, and if I saw him out and about, you know, at a restaurant, I'd go up and shake his hand and commend him on a great career. It's not personal. But if we're talking about Redskins fandom, guys I just never really felt good about, didn't get a warm and fuzzy for, didn't support, Jason Taylor was that guy. And he didn't even do anything wrong to earn this from me. It was just, he was the walking example of why my team was never going to be good. And I knew it when he was here, and I knew it after he was here. And now as he's wearing his gold jacket, getting into the Hall of Fame, he pokes fun at the whole process and the fact that we all sit here through all the dreck. But here's what I want to do next. I want to open up the phones and take your calls at 800-636-1067. And I think this can be fun. I think that this could be therapeutic and maybe cathartic for some of you. I don't think until I saw him make that joke I've ever voiced or known even internally when I thought about it. I never liked Jason Taylor. I rooted against him when he was a Redskin. Shouldn't have. Everyone loved Jason Taylor. He was one of the most popular selling jerseys for the season he was here. Never liked him. It doesn't have to be a Redskin, but give me a player in DC sports. Your beloved teams. You can't find a bigger Redskin fan growing up than me. Every year at Christmas, all I wanted, my mom said, what do you want for Christmas? Redskin stuff. That's all I ever wanted. Never liked Jason Taylor. Who was the player on one of our teams here in D.C. that was ours, that was our guy? Maybe it was a rental for a short time. Maybe he was here for a while that you never really liked. Maybe you've got a reason. Maybe you don't. But everyone else seemed to love him. Everyone was excited that he was here. Not you. You didn't buy in. You didn't believe the hype. You didn't get excited. You weren't into it. For me, it's Jason Taylor, who's now a Hall of Famer. It's a weird thing, but it's real. 800-636-1067. Looking forward to hearing your feedback, your calls next. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.